Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the Dreamcatcher podcast. All of us have experienced what it's like to be caught up in a storm of negativity. Whether it was an offhand comment made by someone close to you, or a specific event that instigated it, you were left feeling depleted. Dark clouds of doom and gloom envelop our senses, and we quickly lose sight of what's real and what's not. And as a society, we've become habituated to masking these symptoms with quick fixes like pills and escapism. But the only way to clear out the fog of doubt is to shine a light on our thought patterns and gradually shift them. In this episode, I share some guidelines that will help you get started on the process of developing a healthy and stable mindset. What to do when you feel stuck in negative thoughts? You can't stop negative thoughts from coming, but you can choose to not let them take root. Joel Austin. All of us have experienced what it's like to be caught up in a storm of negativity. Whether it was an offhand comment made by someone close to you, or a specific event that instigated the storm of negative thoughts, you were left feeling depleted and drained once it dissipated. Our triggers are subjective and personal to each of us. They depend on our upbringing and how we cope with perceived challenges. There is, however, one common denominator in this experience. Beneath every negative thought lurks the phantom of fear that rears its ugly head up when it senses that our security and desires are at stake. Dark clouds of doom and gloom envelop our senses, and we quickly lose sight of what's real and what's not. I'm not good enough. What if this plan messes up? What if they think I'm a quack? Maybe air travel is not so safe after all. These serious thoughts remind us of our flaws and fabricate narratives that cause us unnecessary worry. The only way to clear out this fog of doubt is to shine a light on our thought patterns and understand that we are thinking animals, biologically programmed to fix our circumstances. It's a mechanism that's coded in our DNA to ensure our safety and comfort. It creates a legitimate purpose in our survival. But when our concerns are taken too far, it can ruin the quality of our life. The human species' inclination to overthink is compounded by other personal influences, such as genetics and the environment we grew up in. When it comes to genetic makeup, some people are Eeyores, naturally prone to focusing on the negative, while some people are Tiggers, who search for the good in every situation. Most people fall somewhere in the middle. Our environment and the people around us also have a significant impact on the way we think. When we were kids, we internalized whatever our parents showed us through their parenting style. If they were prone to bouts of worry and anxiety, we most definitely picked up on that. Even as adults, we might be influenced by negative media, our co-workers, and friends. Regardless of where we stand in the continuum of negativity, all of us are vulnerable to being caught up in negative thinking spirals. We must be aware of when this happens and take necessary measures to stop it. The first critical step is to figure out the type of negative thought patterns we're experiencing. Your mind might trick you into believing that being negative is a safety measure that'll protect you from having your hopes dashed. Like a lot of people, you might mistake negative thinking for being realistic. Even though your mind might trick you into believing this, your body will never lie. You'll experience stress-related symptoms like headaches, body aches, frequent illness, decreased energy, and insomnia. Unfortunately, we're living in an over-medicated society where people resort to temporary and easy measures to heal these symptoms. Instead of dealing with the root cause of their dysfunctions, they numb it with pills and escapism. Not only does this set up a toxic pattern of substance dependency, but it robs them of the opportunity to grow and learn from their experiences. In some cases, deeply entrenched depression and trauma will need the supervision of qualified mental health professionals. But most people can overcome their negative thoughts with some discipline and effort. Just like eating junk food and biting nails, negative thinking is a bad habit that we can control by setting up structures to maintain peace in our mental space. Here are a few things that you can do if you ever find yourself stuck in negative thoughts. Number one, examine your history and treat deep-rooted issues. Our beliefs and thinking patterns were established in our childhood. Your mental processes can shift as you mature, depending on how self-aware you are and the amount of effort you put into restructuring your thoughts. However, you can be sure that your early beginnings play a dominant role in determining your response to events on a subconscious level. Reflect on your history and the possible origins of your negativity by writing in a journal or working with a therapist. Ask yourself, where did this pattern originate? Was there a particular event or person that triggered it? Number two, monitor your thoughts. After reflecting on the past, you can bring your attention back to the present. Your analysis offers the context that you need to put your current circumstances into perspective. This will make it easier to evaluate your reactions objectively. Like a fly on the wall, observe your thoughts, paying particular attention to the people and circumstances that trigger your negativity. Make notes on your thoughts and moods throughout the day without making any judgments. Through this exercise, you'll realize the futility of these erroneous thoughts. Number three, have a negativity zapper toolbox. There are plenty of mental, emotional, and physical modalities that you can use to keep your negative thoughts in check. A healthy lifestyle will ensure that your physiological state is on even keel. Emotions can be balanced through techniques such as EFT, tapping, journaling, therapy, meditation, and several others. On a mind level, you can stay conscious of the quality of your thoughts and your interpretation of events. One of my favorite techniques is reframing a situation. Strive to see things from different perspectives. For example, if you get stuck in a traffic jam, instead of getting frustrated about the delays, view it as an opportunity to unplug and relax while you wait. Find a combination of tools that work best for you and your personality type. Number four, search for the kernel of wisdom. Negative thinking is an exaggerated outlook. Although this mindset can blow things out of proportion, if we scale back the fear and drama, we'll see that there is a kernel of wisdom and insight from which we can benefit. When you're no longer panicking, you can view your concerns through the fresh lens of practicality. Instead of letting your emotions snowball, you can take calculated steps to put yourself in a position of power and strength. For example, let's say you're concerned that due to declining sales, you may lose your job. Instead of allowing this possibility to scare you, become proactive about getting more information that's based on facts and data, rather than rumors. You can also take this as a push to search for other job opportunities that will offer more job security. Cartoonist Bill Keane once said that our mind is like water. When it is agitated, it becomes difficult to see. But if you allow it to settle, the answers become clear. So the next time that you're feeling bleak, do your best to dispel the murky thoughts of fear from the tranquility of your inner world and make room for abundance and love to flow into your space. All my best on your journey, Celine. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.